said, happy birthday. Today is my birthday. It's Friday the 13th. Always my lucky day on Friday the 13th. We were so lucky. Last night we were at the Ryman Auditorium for the Ryman, the Bluegrass Nights at the Ryman in Nashville, and we got to celebrate. And as I came out of the bus to go to the stage, there before me was my husband and my daughters holding a set of keys to a brand new Chrysler convertible. 200S Limited, is that how you say that? Anyway, it's really nice. And I'm gonna get to drive with the top down. And actually, it's my, I always got the hand-me-down cars, and it's my very first brand new car. So I'm excited. And I was, especially excited when I turned on the ignition and I turned on the radio, bluegrass was playing. So it's programmed to play bluegrass music. How do you like that? I think it was on Sirius XM, the bluegrass channel. I think somebody might have set that up. That was pretty cute though. I like that a lot. We're going to sing another song. Since we're here by the river, I just can't help thinking about all the water. And look at this. I've never seen a fountain like this. I love that. We're going to have to get one of those in our homes, aren't we? That's really neat. But it reminded me of another river song. There's a project that we were part of recently, and it's called Mark Twain Words and Music. And it's the story of Mark Twain in Words and Music. The narrators are Clint Eastwood and Garrison Keillor. And the artists who sing the stories in song are people like Sheryl Crow and Jimmy Buffett, Doyle Lawson, Ricky Skaggs, Dierks Bentley. The list goes on and on. And we were so honored to be part of this project. We have a few copies over at what we call the Martha White Boutique. And we want to sing that song for you right now. We're not on the Mississippi, but that's what this one's called.